Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
This morning, I've been bringing you a business story about the city of Phoenix getting $1.2 million from the federal government's Transit-Oriented Development Planning Program, whatever that is. Okay, what it is supposed to be is a federal grant that will increase transportation options for residents. What I didn't have time in our business news to tell you about the Transit-Oriented Development Planning Program grant is this. Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego says this new grant will, quote, help us build a more dynamic city that seamlessly connects residents to work, the grocery store, to school, or their doctor's office, all without having to rely on a car, end quote. Okay. Well, if we really want people to be able to live without a car, you'd better make sure they're comfortable using public transportation. And I may have a suggestion for how that money should be spent, but it's not the same thing the city of Phoenix says it will be spent on. They instead plan to spend it on things like, and I quote, evaluate current and projected growth and development, assess affordable housing and development opportunities, make recommendations to streamline permitting for rental housing and other community visions, and educate and engage community stakeholders on the various transit-oriented developmental growth opportunities. There's other governmental gobbledygook that I won't bother to tell you because it's just more stuff that makes me say no. Because if you want people to be able to get to work without a car and live their lives without a car so they can afford any type of housing, spend that dough on more security on public transportation. Especially the light rail, which my wife, my 8 and 11-year-old daughters, and I used to get to a Final Four event downtown a couple of weekends ago. I told you that whole story. Riding along with us was a screaming, stocking-footed, foul-mouthed, obviously inebriated man who thought it was still Saturday night, even though the sun was firmly in the sky at 7:45 a.m. on a Sunday. We have the option of never riding the light rail again. In fact, my 11-year-old is going to run a 5K on Saturday, and I jokingly asked my wife, do you want to ride the light rail down there? She said some words I'm not going to repeat on the radio. But what about the people who have to ride the light rail? The people that Mayor Gallego's talking about. Those who will have to navigate the city without a car. What do? They can't avoid these idiots who are on there making life terrible for everybody else. So spend that money on security. Period.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.